You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. It is the calm before the storm. Tomorrow is going to be the big day when we will find out about what really happened in the Lok Sabha elections and who is going to be back in the Lok Sabha as the ruling party. Today, there was some amount of rally that we saw. It was a bit of a rally that we saw, a show of strength from the Bulls before the big day. All that transpired today is what I bring to you on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
It was a show of strength from the Bulls just a day ahead when the results of 17th Lok Sabha elections are scheduled to come out later tomorrow on Thursday. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied by more than 100 points while the Nifty 50 held on to 11,700 levels. Investors should brace for some volatility on Thursday as results from various states will start coming out in the morning itself. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. and the trends are likely to start coming in by the afternoon. India VIX, that is the volatility index, which is also known as the fear gauge or volatility index, shot up to hit a four-year high at 7.38% to close at 27.54 on today's closing. The index spiked to 30.18 in intraday trade. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Volatility index shot to a four-year high just ahead of the big event. Valuation is expensive, depicting the risk of the market to handle such event risk. Long-term investors can stay cautious. While actual outcome being in line with the exit poll will be a relief to the market in the short term. Formation of a government with a strong mandate will support the undercurrent by foreign inflows." Unquote. In terms of sectors today, the S&P BSE Banking Index rose 0.89%, followed by the S&P BSE Capital Goods Index, which gained 0.87%, and the Oil and Gas Index, which was up 0.67%. Some profit-taking was seen in the FMCG Index on the BSE, which was down 0.84%, followed by the BSE Consumer Durable Index, which was down 0.64%, and the IT Index, which also slipped about 0.61%. We've been asking this question each day. What should investors be doing now? If election results on the 23rd of May, that is tomorrow, are not in line with the exit polls, experts are projecting the indices to swing wildly in the range of plus or minus 10% from the current level. On the other hand, if election results are in line with the exit polls, upsides will be capped. Edelweiss Professional Investor Research said in a note, and I quote, "History suggests that if results are in line with exit polls, market moves by 1.5 to 2% post the final results. However, if they're not in line and there's a huge deviation in the results, markets tend to swing wildly to the extent of plus or minus 10%. Option prices are also expecting a volatile expiry, hence to hedge your portfolio from this volatility and be safeguarded from the event risk. We advise to hedge your portfolios by buying puts of the June expiry." Unquote. The brokerage firm, that is Edelweiss, advises investors to buy 11,500 CE of June 27 expiry at 235 rupees. Some stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. DHFL fell more than 9% after the company announced that it has stopped accepting fresh public deposits and renewals of existing deposits with immediate effect. Shares of Jet Airways rose 5% in addition to the rise that we saw yesterday after media reports suggested that Etihad Airways, along with the Hinduja Group, has joined hands with Adigro Aviation and Jet Airways founder Naresh Goyal to revive the Indian airline, which suspended operations about a month ago on the 17th of April. Shares of Alkali Metals rose 20% after the company received EIR from the US FDA, the regulator. Jindal Steel & Power declined 7% after the company reported a net loss of 2,713.34 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2019. And finally, shares of KEI Industries added 6% after it reported a 21% jump in net profit in the quarter ended March 2019 to 60 crore rupees compared to 49.5 crore rupees in the year-ago period. A quick tour around the world. As usual, European markets have been trading cautiously today as investors monitored the increasing involvement of technology giants in the US-China trade war. The Pan-European Stock 600 traded around the flat line in the morning session. Markets in Asia ended mixed today as trade tensions continue to linger between the US and China. Shares in mainland China edged down on the day, with the Shanghai Composite declining 0.49% to 2,891.7 and the Shenzhen component lower by 0.51% to 9,041.22. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose about 0.2% as of its final hour of trading. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose fractionally to close at 21,283.37. And finally, South Korea's Kospi recovered from its earlier slip to close 0.18% higher at 2,064.86. Well, that's pretty much everything that you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street and Dalal Street equivalents elsewhere in the world. We will, of course, be back with another story. It appears there's a silver lining in the Jet Airways story after all, with the Hinduja group coming in. But is there a sign of crisis going on in IndiGo? That's a question we'll be asking on our Digging Deeper. And as usual, you will, of course, have Stories of the Day, which is your friend for the day, to recap everything that you needed to know, not just about the worlds of business and finance, but pretty much everything. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smarter listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.